Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Edman.
Aw, yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Edman, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I would say that the big news for this past week is that Joe Biden has gone full retard. Here's a quote from the speech that he gave the other day.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
His patience is wearing thin. Joe, if you think your patience is wearing thin, you ought to be sitting on the other side. We have somebody right now in office who, by all rights, should not be there. Okay? If you think that this past election was fair, I don't know what to tell you. Now, they're still auditing the results in Arizona, and I have a feeling they're going to be doing that until way past the time that it matters, and then it's going to come out that this election was BS. But hopefully, future elections will be spared this ignominy that we've gone through so far. But to address Joe Biden's comment, we've sat through a sham of an election, and we have right now a sham of a president up there. And he has the gall to say that this is his message to unvaccinated Americans. Our patience is wearing thin. I think he's forgotten who serves who in this relationship. And the president is elected, not crowned. And in his case, I think elected is too strong of a word. So let's dive into this trash speech that he gave on Thursday. And we'll analyze the changes that he's going to make. So I'm getting this audio directly from the White House on YouTube. President Biden delivers remarks on his plan to stop the Delta variant and boost COVID-19 vaccinations. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear his genius plans. He's talking like he's Dr. Doom. So let's see if he's a genius like that fictional character is. Let's see what the reality holds for us here in Joe Biden's world.
But while America is much in better shape than it was 7 months ago when I took office, I need to tell you a second fact. We're in the tough stretch, and it could last for a while.
Let me guess how long this tough stretch can last. I'm going to say to the midterms. Yeah, at least to the midterms. And if they find that we're stupid enough to fall for all of this again, they'll try to stretch it out to the next election. You watch. You know, Joe Biden has made an executive order now that the Department of Labor is going to enforce companies with over 100 employees or over 99 employees to require vaccinations or testing, I should say, require testing. See, that's they're going to pretend it's not a mandate because they're going to say, well, they're requiring testing for those who aren't vaccinated. And then the people are going to eventually throw up their hands and go, well, if I'm going to test all this time, every time, and they're going to get paid time off, by the way, for letting them go get tested. They're just going to say, all right, you got to get the vaccination. Or the employee is going to say, okay, I'm just going to get vaccinated. This is too much hassle. So this is being required by the Department of Labor. So it's a mandate. No matter what they call it, that's what it is. I told you, all the things they accuse Trump of being, that's what Joe Biden is, right? Even before the election, I said that. And now it's coming to fruition. Now you're seeing it. And a lot of his supporters are backing up Joe Biden, and they're saying things along the lines of that this is America's dad, right? Joe Biden is America's dad, and he's come home, and he's saying that we've made a mess of the place, and he's putting his foot down, and now he's requiring vaccinations. Because if if we had just gotten the vaccines, if we had just gotten vaccinated, then they wouldn't have to mandate it. I mean, that's the argument that I'm seeing in some of the articles. At National Review, no less. Former conservative bastion, National Review, that caught Trump derangement syndrome and went off the rails. And they're still riding off the track right now. They haven't got back on track yet. So it's the fault of the unvaccinated that these mandates are happening. But the point is, they don't want to get vaccinated. I mean, it's like, could a robber use the defense? Well, I had to shoot the dude because he wouldn't give me his money, right? I mean, if somebody doesn't want to do something, they don't want to do it. If you force them to do it, then that's your fault for forcing them. You made them do it. You can't say, yeah, I robbed the bank because they wouldn't give me the money willingly, right? And then the judge is like, okay, I guess that's fine. No. So you can't pass a law. Oh, it's not even passing a law. It's an executive order. Where is Congress on this? How are they giving up their power and just letting the president do whatever they want? You know, this started, I guess it started with Bush, but then Obama starts just writing these executive orders and everybody's like, okay. And so now, and Trump did it too, right? I'm not excusing that. I don't care who it is. You shouldn't be using executive orders to circumvent the Congress, to get around laws, to the proper constitutional way of creating laws in this country. So Joe Biden is actually issuing an executive order to force employers to basically be police for their employees. No. He uses the excuse. So what big companies are already doing it, like Amazon and these giant companies that, first of all, can afford to do it and don't even care, right? They're using it for publicity. They're like, look, guys, we're really good people, right? And to get in the good graces of the government. He's saying that he's not even going to give out government contracts to companies that have people that are not vaccinated and tested. He says in his speech that's going to affect about 100 million Americans. I can't believe this guy's president. I can't believe he made it. You know, I was surprised. I was shocked when Donald Trump became president, right? I was like, this guy's brash. He's blowhard. There's no way they're going to let him be elected. And I think they tried to take that election too now, right? But they underestimated everybody. But this time they were ready. They were like super ready. And you can't even say anything about it. You can't even say, oh, I think the election was a sham, because then they claim that you're not American. And again, this is something that Bush would do, right? He said, if you don't like the war in Iraq, you're not a patriot. But times have changed, and now the left is in the wrong. They're super in the wrong. And you've got Joe Biden saying things like, our patience is wearing thin. Remember when Hillary Clinton said, we must bring them to heel? I was like, wow, that's some supervillain stuff to say. And now Joe Biden's doing the same thing. These guys really have an air of superiority, right? Of entitlement, that they believe that they're on one level and you plebeians are on another level, a much lower level. But the reality is, he's the jerk. We're not the jerks. He's the jerk. My patience is wearing thin, like he's my stepdad or something. I mean, these articles that are calling Joe Biden, you know, our dad, our father and stuff like that, saying that he's taking control now, they've got it wrong. He's the kid. Joe Biden is the kid, right? The administration is the kid. Because what a kid does is they test their boundaries, right? They test their boundaries and they will do something that they know they shouldn't do. They'll even look at you while they do it, right? They'll look at you and they'll do something that they shouldn't be doing, that you told them, don't touch whatever, and they'll watch you and they'll touch it, right? They'll grab it, right? They'll knock something off the shelf like a cat, or they'll take a cookie and eat it, or they'll open up a door, just something that they're not supposed to do. And then they're going to look at you for a response to see what you do. And now you've got a choice, right? Are you going to have a good kid? Are you going to have a bad kid? Yeah. Are you going to have a kid that walks all over you and gets away with whatever they want to? That's going to be screaming in the store. That's going to be pissing off their friends and everybody around them. Or are you going to put your foot down? And for that moment of hurt, right? For that little moment where the kid gets punished and you feel bad for him, He's going to learn important life lessons. And it's time for the politicians to learn that Americans have grown up with the freedom in their DNA, with our history of independence, and that even though you have a lot of Americans who are pushovers, they'll give in to peer pressure, they'll believe false narratives, when the truth is made clear, I would like to believe that we're like, you know, at the ending of the movies where the good guy is getting his head beaten and then the crowd stands up and it's the crowd that makes the save. I imagine that that's this country, that that's us. And through his whole speech, he's trying to pit vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And I think the stat he gave was, and Jen Psaki gave this stat also, there's 175 million vaccinated Americans. There's 80 million unvaccinated Americans. And he's trying to put the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. But I'll tell you, the people that I know who are vaccinated, they're okay with people not being vaccinated. They understand that it's a choice. I mean, they keep framing it like you're putting other people's life at risk. But if you have the freedom of choice to get vaccinated, then the only life you're putting at risk is yours. If this vaccine is so great, if it works so well, then it should be a choice whether you get it or not, because now we have the ability to protect ourselves. And rather than mandating that everyone gets it, give people the ability to have it or not have it. But they're testing their boundaries, right? They're testing the boundaries like a kid. And just like you have the choice, do you want a good kid or do you want to have a bad kid? And we have a bad president.
As your president, I'm announcing tonight a new plan to require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those blocking public health.
Listen to his words. To require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those who are blocking public health. So he's talking about requiring people to be vaccinated. And he's saying, he's talking about DeSantis, I'm sure, in particular, when he's saying to combat those blocking public health.
Many said they were waiting for approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Well, last month, the FDA granted that approval. So the time for waiting is over.
Yeah, I think those people were waiting for real approval from the FDA. So if you read the FDA's statement on this, they say that they're approving this because of it's an emergency. It's a pandemic. They say that they're still conducting long-term studies. Well, guess what? Those long-term studies are being done on you.
We need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love.
Yeah, well, then those people can get the vaccine. Leave me alone, right? If somebody doesn't want to get it, don't make them get it. If the people are so worried about their health, well, then they can go and get the vaccine. Again, it's freedom of choice. Let them do it if they want to. And if they don't want to, leave them alone. But they can't, can they? They just love telling people what to do. They love telling people what to do. There must be such a rush. There must be such an ego boost to it to go, wow, I've got millions and millions of people are going to be affected by my wishes, by what I want to do. There's got to be something to it. Well, that, and there's probably a lot of money involved, right? I mean, they admit that they've bought millions of doses from these companies so that they can give them out for free. Do you think that the politicians make nothing from that exchange, that there's no excess that they're dipping their hands into the till? Remember, the government doesn't make money. It just takes your money, right? So they don't care how much they spend on this stuff. As long as their donors keep on donating, they're going to come out just like all these politicians do. They go in poor a lot of times and they come out rich, or they go in rich and they come out even richer. You know, that's one thing the liberals do have right. You've got millionaires doing the bidding of billionaires. What the liberals have wrong is I don't know how they can ever expect to fix that through government. This is why you've got to reduce the government's power so that they can't have such an impact. I mean, if this isn't an overreach, I don't know what is. Okay, so listen to this guy's crazy cockamamie plan. I haven't even gotten to the main part of this yet.
My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
All right. So did you hear that? I mean, are you paying attention? This crazy bastard wants employers to become a police force for their employees to make sure that they're vaccinated.
So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that. And this is being reinforced by OSHA. So OSHA is going to make sure that if you have a certain number of employees, that you either have to have them vaccinated or if they're not vaccinated, have them tested every week. And you pay for that, by the way. Not for the test, I don't think, but for the time off for them to get the test. And then they're going to pretend like that's not a mandate. Even Forbes writes, this is under Forbes Breaking News, their YouTube channel, Jen Psaki holds press briefing after White House institutes COVID vaccine mandate. So even Forbes is calling it a mandate. It's very interesting, by the way, to see what Forbes cuts out of Jen Psaki's press briefing. They cut out the part where she cites the statistics of the number of people who have been vaccinated. She says 75% of the country has been vaccinated. So if 75% of the country has been vaccinated, and you're not even counting the number of people who already have natural immunity from COVID, shouldn't we be having some herd immunity already? Why are the numbers going up and up and up and up? Well, you can say it's the Delta variant. So then we'll never have herd immunity. We're going to have to constantly get boosters. We're going to be basically a source of money for the pharmaceutical companies, just like we're a source of money for the military-industrial complex. No, no. Come on, guys. I mean, do you really want to work your whole life for sectors of the economy that you don't feel like spending your money in? I don't want my money going to some company that's going to be building bombs to carry out a cause that I don't believe in. I don't want to be spending my money to pay pharmaceutical companies for eliminating a disease that has probably, if you really looked at the stats and not the faked phony stuff, and if you took also out of that equation the number of people that I think the hospitals are mistreating when they go in, we would probably have a mortality rate that's so low it would be embarrassing that we've taken the number of steps that we've taken, that we've shut down the businesses that we've had, that we've damaged the economy so badly, and that we're spending our money on areas that do not deserve our money. You think I'm kidding? You think that they don't plan on this being a permanent new cash cow for them? Listen to this. I'm going to jump ahead in this crap speech. You think you've heard it all already? Listen to this garbage. And listen especially for the part, well, listen to the whole thing, but listen to the part where he says, and the decision is going to be left completely up to the American people. He actually doesn't say that. All right, let me play this clip. This is a riot.
And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Keep it that way. Keep you safe. That's where boosters come in. The shots that give you even more protection than after your second shot. Now, I know there's been some confusion about boosters, so let me be clear. Last month, our top government doctors announced an initial plan for booster shots for vaccinated Americans. They believe that the booster is likely to provide the highest level of protection yet. Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
Completely to the scientists. Completely, not completely to the individual. It was just, you know, when I heard that, I was like, oh, wow. So that's a surprise. He's going to leave it up to the individual. But he never said that, did he? He said completely up to the scientists. So the scientists or the CDC will say whatever they're going to say, or very likely whatever the president or the administration wants them to say, whatever the establishment wants them to say. And then they're going to make a law based on that. And they're just going to keep getting more money, more money, more money from you. It really is an ingenious scam. And you're going to see it played probably over and over again. They've got a new cash cow here. They probably did it by accident. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. But I think they probably did it by accident. They had a lab leak. And they said, as usual, you know, never let a tragedy go to waste. How can we turn this to our advantage? And they figured out, man, we can make a boatload of money off of this. But there was a problem, right? There was a problem, which is that people were going, that's kind of funny. This thing was fast-tracked through. They keep saying everyone's dying of COVID, but it doesn't seem like everyone's dying of COVID. They don't let any news come out about alternate cures. They delete the doctors with alternate opinions. They will even suspend companies with alternative methods of treatment. Joe Rogan is cured in just a very short amount of time using these methods that they say that you shouldn't be using. Remember the story that I told you about last week, and I said I think it's flat out false. Was it the Rolling Stone that published that? Some source comes out with a story saying that in this county, they can't even treat gunshot wound victims because there's so many COVID cases. Gunshot wound victims are having to wait in line. Well, that has turned out in this week, if you haven't heard already, famously to be false. And then this guy calls up the sheriff's office. They've only had two gunshot shootings in the entire year. So I don't know where this garbage got made up from. But, I mean, you got to at some point be able to see the propaganda, right? I mean, I keep on saying I can't blame people because it's the news that's misleading them. I mean, how many times are you going to let yourself get fooled, right? How many times are you going to let Lucy take away the football? All this time they've been saying it's conspiracy. You know, there aren't going to be these booster shots that they keep coming out with. Joe Biden's not going to mandate anything. And boom, there it is. There it is. Once again, I mean, over the course of the last, 5 years, on this show, since Trump began running, how many times have they called things conspiracy theories, and then it ends up being true? I've lost count. I mean, I guess I wasn't really, you know, keeping score, but there's so many of them, so many times, and they would run with it, right? They full articles, full weeks of coverage, and then it turns out to be trash. It turns out that the Alex Joneses of the world were right after all, again and again. You know, I miss the old days when a conspiracy theorist was really a conspiracy theorist, right? They had these crackpot theories. They had the aliens thing going on. You know, the Earth is flat, all that stuff. But look at the ones we have today. They call somebody a conspiracy theorist just for using their brain, right? A normal person has been made into a conspiracy theorist. Well, you don't have to be a genius to see which way the wind blows on a lot of this stuff. And I'll tell you what, Joe Biden really blows hard. Let me see if there's anything else in the speech that I wanted to bring to light real quick here. So this is Joe Biden's plan on how to handle kids that haven't been vaccinated.
For any parent, it doesn't matter how low the risk of any illness or accident is when it comes to your child or grandchild. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, if there's anyone you want to take fatherly advice from, it's Joe Biden, father of Hunter Biden.
The safest thing for your child, 12 and older, is to get them vaccinated.
Wow, what a genius plan. You get them vaccinated. I did not think he would go in that direction. I was like, man, he's got a lot of options with what to do with the kids there. But he came up with get them vaccinated. I did not think that that was one of the things that he would have the wherewithal to come up with. But I just keep underestimating Joe. Now, his plan for those under 12 is to get everyone around them vaccinated. See, they can't give the kids the vaccination yet. But he does say he's going to support the FDA and everything that they need to do to ram that through. I mean, to come up with something to help out the younglings there. Well, it's too bad that we had to hear such madness on this 9/11 anniversary, but there it is. This is where we're at. Let's keep our eye on the ball. If the elections are safe and secure, then we can deal with everything else. But if those elections aren't safe, then nothing else is either. Guys, thanks for listening to me. I'm the Ed Man. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. We'll do it all again next week. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.